Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about, okay? I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this very special, very dramatic episode of Below Deck Med, it's, well, recap of Below Deck Med, I should say, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, how are you, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing? Are you ready for... very serious, serious episode.
Oh my gosh, a lot happened on this one.
Seriously, a lot happened. A lot of drama. By the way, Dave, huge dick. Awful. So good to see that tradition on Below Deck continues.
Yeah, he really is. And I have to say, there's been a little pushback, like, while I've... you know, he were treating her the way she's treating him. Dave is an asshole. You can tell he's an asshole. You can tell he thinks he can have anything he wants. And then when he doesn't get it, he starts his manipulation, emotional bullshit. Shut up, Dave. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop, Ronnie, Dave. Dave is enough for me. But before we do that, Monday nights is our Take a Seat night, okay? That's also the night that this show is on. So what a conundrum, okay? We're better. So come to Take a Seat. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's on Spotify Live. Also, our Patreon is where our bonus episodes live, as well as our video recap. So go join up over there, and thanks to everyone who joins us. And... finally, we are starting our Winter is Crappening podcast back up. That's our Game of Thrones spinoff, because there's a prequel. There's a prequel, Game of Thrones, to recap for our Game of Thrones spinoff. You see? You see how confusing that is? But it's really not. It's called Winter is Crappening. So go subscribe to that on iTunes, wherever you download your podcast. Right now, what you're listening to us on right now, search for Winter is Crappening and press subscribe. Okay?
Absolutely. We'll be there. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm so excited that we get to, you know, I felt like, you know, we only got like that one season of Game of Thrones with Winter's Crappening, and then it was like not the best season in the world. So I'm like really happy that we get to like go back to Winter's Crappening this month. It's making me very, very excited. But before winter is coming, I'll tell you who else is coming. Passive aggressive text messages and kind of aggressive text messages from Dave. Okay.
But before those come, we still have to talk with Wig. So let's do that. This episode is 705, Breakups and Shakeups. Reagan, we're in the middle of a scene here. Could you focus? Okay, shift your wig. Now listen, the first charter, I could see the lack of experience, but you were down two people. But now you've got a full crew, and it was complete chaos in that aft deck. Now I can tell you haven't run a deck crew in a busy charter boat of this size or ever worn your natural hair. So what do you have to say about that?
Obviously, I realize what you do and what with all the toys and where the toys go and toys that you're using, you don't. And dolphins are actually, they're not just animals. They're things you can crash into. I also learned that 3 meters is different than 0 meters. So it's like, it's good and I can do better next time.
Well, the final straw, you see how I gave you a chance there, but now I'm taking that chance away? That was fun. Okay, that final straw was the docking, okay? It's a big deal to have a team and manage the team. It's a big deal to me. You think Costco runs itself? No. There's a manager saying, hold up that chicken tray, you old man, or it's back to the home for you, okay? Not the motorboat home, the old people home.
Well, now that I know what type of home you're talking about, I think that I can do a lot better job now, and I can hold up trays while we're docking, and I can eat from those trays, and I can eat them in the galley. So I think it'd be good. I think I'll do a lot better next time.
Oh, you've learned something. That's so good. So now I'm going to give you another, just kidding, I'm letting you go. You know, if I had the time, you know, sitting here watching Netflix and staring occasionally, And I wasn't running a boat this size that was, you know, basically a Prius that floats. I would train you, you know, I would train you. But my recommendation is to work under a strong bosun, do your wig roots. And if you ever need a recommendation, I'll give it to you. I'll say, girl who doesn't know how to blow up toys. Okay? Recommended.
Okay, so what you're saying is that I've jeopardized my entire witness protection program thing to come on this TV show, then I still got fired? Great. Love that.
That's right, Ray Gunsmith Jones.
Please don't use the entire name I put on my CV. Thank you.
From England somewhere.
All right, that's quite enough. I've been sacked. You don't have to keep on saying it. I'm going to go now.
Whose iCloud password is Goodwig. Okay, just in case anybody wants to hack into that email, you'll find her real quick.
One last question, Captain Sandy, before
I leave. Sure. Sure, I'm a font of answers. Go ahead.
Would you mind if I just had a sandwich before I left the boat? I just haven't eaten
anything
all day.
You're fired as hell. Put the rib down. Put the rib down. Was that in your pocket? You kept a rib in your pocket. Get off my boat.
Just have one more sandwich. One more sandwich, Captain Sandy.
Put down the Wonder Bread, you Fruit Loop. Okay? God, I shouldn't have named a food stuff.
Hey, Captain Sandy, do you know who my favorite Earl is?
Duke? The Duke of?
No. Earl of Sandwich. I love him so much. Can I have another sandwich, please?
All right, you need to go. Okay? Get out. don't give up. Get under a strong bosun. Okay?
The best way to get even is to get under a strong bosun.
The best way to get over losing your job as bosun is to get under a strong bosun.
That's a better version because it actually tracks a little bit better to say because over and under is funnier than even and under. So
I'll watch
good job
the film.
Under me.
I'll watch that film, How Bosun Got Her Weave Back. Okay, can't wait to see that one. So I'm hired then. No, you're fired. God, that was hard.
That was an internal monologue. It wasn't meant for your ears.
Huh. Well, I need my luggage pulled because I can't get it out myself. That's why you were fired. Okay. Have fun going home with your clothes in a trash bag, stupid.
She can't even get her own bag out. So this is when now Reagan says,
she sacked me.
To everyone. Says, they're like, where are you going?
She sacked me.
Really?
She sacked me.
Is it because...
She sacked me.
You hit...
She sacked me.
The dolphin?
She sacked me.
Apparently, I'm not strong enough for the deck. And Natasha's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what to say. I'm so sorry. It's not like something anyone wants. It's like a relationship with Dave.
Are you tired? Are you tired, Reagan? You haven't gotten sleep. You're tired, Reagan. No, I've been sacked. But you're tired.
And Storm's like, why do you need the bag? I've got the bag. Why do you need the bag? She's like, I've been sacked. And he's like, oh, babe, I'm so sorry. For the next boat that has to work for you, that is. All right, is there anything else I can do for you? And she's like, keep in touch.
Reagan, before you go, I want to give you something. It's called a platypus nipple, and it's curacao and scotch. Enjoy.
You should make sure up for me, cold. She's been sacked. So then we see the captain texting someone, and she's like, I am so glad you're coming back. I'll see you in a couple of days. Bloop.
Yeah, so it's going to be someone I'm assuming that we've already met before on a previous season of Below Deck Med. So I was like, So then Storm goes and tells Jason that Reagan's been
sacked. I've been sacked.
And Jason, of course, is like, yeah, sounds about right. I would have been shocked if they were like, hey, Reagan, you're killing it. This hangover where you're out for a full day, loved it. We're promoting you. Yeah.
So then Storm and Z are talking about it, and he's like, well, I hope they find someone in 2 days. Otherwise, we're doing a charter with 3 people. That's shit. So Reagan goes and hugs people by, and she's like, well, obviously, I feel sad in this sort of situation today, but I took a rack of ribs, and the end of the day, I'm just trying to keep my heads up, my rig's dipped, and keep positive. We'll see what happens in the future. Meanwhile, it's carrying mom from bar to bar. Unless, of course, she's carried me from bar to bar. That's how we work, really.
Anyway, my scene's already over. You're not going to give me any sad music as I walk away? I'm just going to get into a taxi like it's nothing?
Walk all away, right. Reagan. Walk away. It's over, Reagan.
The taxi driver's like, ma'am, I was only supposed to take you 3 blocks, but it's taken 3 hours.
Well, I need to stop for another sandwich.
So now we go to Natalia and Kyle being wacky. She's like, I feel sad when someone gets fired. I better do. And he's like, but we're in the third week now. So if someone's weak, then the team's weak. Or is it the team that's weak? Or is it the leader that's weak? That's right. I said it.
Listen, okay, we're the interior. Okay, Nat, and me, and Dave, we are the interior. We're the power team of the interior, and nothing's going to get in between us right now, especially since I just came out of the closet last year.
So they're cleaning.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, Ronnie. I just have to preface this by saying this is the most Merchant Ivory injury that could happen on this boat right now.
Yes. Okay. So the chef's like, I think you need to get things out of that dishwasher. Just open it. Go ahead. There's a couple of things in there already.
Yeah. And she's like,
all right, I'm just going to open up the dishwasher.
Go ahead.
I'm going to open it first. Oh, the steam. It burned my eye.
Oh, you all right there? It's proper burning hot.
It's proper burning hot.
Like my heart. What? I mean, I'm sorry. That I will love you so deeply even without the vision to see the heat emanating off of me. Did you say something, Dave?
No, I said nothing.
Do you need an eye patch? Because I'll love you with an eye patch. I'll just say I love you. Og.
Well, I just need to go to my cabin then, Dave. Dear Mother, today has been an eventful day on the ship. I have lost my sight in my eye, I'm afraid. I shall now only have one eye, but that is one more eye than I can see the beauty of this land. I do hope to see you soon. Signed, your daughter, Natasha.
Us, a three-eyed couple, comes together. One forms a physical bond that will hopefully spring forth children and a legacy that will outlast this dark world.
Did you say something, Dave?
No, I didn't. Didn't say a
thing. Dave, stop writing in the margins of my letter to my mum. Dave, you must be tired. You're using the wrong paper.
So she goes to the cabin and he puts ice in a bag for her. And he's like, Tosh, here you go. It's some ice.
I'm all right. It's just a bit red. My eye, that is. I have a red eye. It's ice.
I just didn't know you would be so hot. I mean, I didn't know it would be so hot still.
What'd you say?
Really, I already corrected it, actually, but I'm sure that we're meant to be together for the rest of life, and I hope that for eternity I can curl up in a top bunk and you can tell me, be a man, Dave. Be a man.
Dave?
Yes?
Are you tired? Are you tired? You can't go on like this, Dave. You're tired, aren't you?
I'm so sorry about your eye missing now. And she's like, well, shit, like this happens when you're tired, Dave. That's what happens when you're tired. And then she tells us, when I first met Dave, we had fun together. We laughed together. Whereas now, he's just always suffocating me. Just leave me alone, Dave. Go away, Dave.
I just wish I could go away with Tosh. Far, far away, where birds will sing and fish will jump. And the cotton is wild. That was part of summertime, I understand, but I caught that kind of already into the lyric. I hope you understand.
Dave!
You heard that? You heard that, did you?
Dave, are the fish in your store tired?
Storm, Sandy. No, everyone calm down. I'm not saying that there's a storm outside. I'm just calling for a storm. Not an actual nature storm. I'm calling for the storm who works on this boat. Storm, Sandy.
I'll tell you, when I was running boats in Iraq, there was a storm that season named Storm Sandy. Try getting someone named Storm to work during that one. I'll tell you that much. That's a boss right there. Okay.
Hey, Z, stop playing Darude. I was not saying Sandstorm. I was saying Storm Sandy. Storm Sandy. Although I love that song. I love it. Is Z on Molly? Can someone please get him off Molly?
So Natalia is making Kyle a sign that says third stew with the magic marker. And he's like,
oh, you happy? You can think you can beat me at position A.
Yeah. And then Natasha emerges from the bathroom and Dave's like, how are you doing, Tosh? She's like,
I'm all right.
Are you all right?
What?
Nothing.
Hopefully, me holding this curling iron in my hand and curling my hair slowly will let him know that I don't want to talk right now. There's some things that can't be spoken. But this burn to my eye sure is a visual metaphor for our broken love, is it not?
So now the captain and Storm are having their meeting. And she's like, so, obviously, I'm going to need you as a provisional bosun, okay? Experience on lines, running the deck. I can see that to you that's really important. Okay, now what's really important in life? Love? I just told you the answer. Experience on lines and running the deck, okay? Mustache. Could you make it shorter? Mustache combs then.
Well, that is pretty important, but I'm still gonna say lines and safety are really important. Okay, so I'm gonna make you a provisional bosun. Hopefully there's no red flags beyond the fact that your name is Storm, and yeah. We'll see how this goes.
You know, it's difficult to find a good bosun, but at the same time I see a mustache and a guy named Storm, and that's bold. So I want to give him this opportunity to show me he can be a bosun. Now listen here, Storm. I need you to be more of a Mario and less of a Luigi. Do you understand?
And honestly, you're kind of giving me a little bit of Wild Luigi at this moment, so we're going to have to really upgrade you 2 tiers.
So Storm's like, they made me bosun. I'm over the moon, but it's terrifying. It really is. I remember driving my mother to work when I was 6 years old and she was passed out in the trunk, and I said, one day I'm going to do this for a living. She said, drive cabs. I said, no, floating.
And she said, good, that's why I named you Storm. So now, hey, all crew, let's meet in the main salon. Okay, let's all get here. So then Kyle starts humping Natasha, and then they go to meet or whatever, and Sandy goes, well, as you can tell by the surplus of sandwiches we have downstairs, Reagan has been let go. It was not an easy decision, but it was a funny one, and it was really gut-wrenching for me.
Yeah, you know, today, guys, you might notice I'm a very, very sad wind. But for now, Storm is stepping in as provisional bosun, okay? And he's like, it's a dream, really. I'd like to thank... Shut up, Storm, okay? You're not going to talk now.
You didn't win an Oscar, okay? So, and he's like, yeah, he starts saying it. He goes, I'm just going to rely on my experience and just keep a calm head and show Sandy that she's made the right decision. Okay, sir, that's fine. Okay, so guess what? New deckhands arriving at the start first day of the new charter, and it's a woman, Natalia, so you can bunk with her. So everyone, lady on board, coming up soon. Okay, Ben Mandelker, start Googling. So that's what I did. And there's only, as far as I could tell, there was only one woman who's been on deck, on Below Deck Med. Her name was Jen, and I had basically forgotten about her. She was totally forgettable. So that's the only person I can imagine that's coming on board.
Well, I think she's saying provisional bosun because it's going to be Malia, and then Storm is going to go back to being a deck crew. Right. And then it's going to cause a lot of drama. I'll tell you that. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I will tell you that they texted back in response, I'm stoked. Okay. There's your clue, everybody. Go on with your day.
Z, I can see you getting really excited, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to be under the best again, but I'm not going to say who it is. We'll not say it.
Okay, so let's get on to the next scene. Where are we? Okay, the new stool comes in 2 days, and Talia's like, oh yeah, you'd already did all that. Okay, so now the chef is texting Natasha, and she's like, bloop, can we talk? Bloop, was that a sad enough bloop for you to realize that this is a serious bloop? Talk, bloop. I just sent that so you'd get some extra bloops, because I really like saying bloop.
So, and then she's ignoring it. And then
Dave, that was the chef, not Sandy. I'm talking about
I was
Sandy,
wondering why he was doing a Sandy voice.
Sorry. Did you lock my Sandy voice? So now the chef texts. Yeah, now the chef texts. Bloop, if you can even hear it. Bloop. Tash.
Can we talk? Can we talk? So she's, of course, not answering. And he's like, with Tosh, I literally have no idea where I stand with her right now. She literally runs away from my approach, from every approach I have towards her. I'm scared to confront her because I'm scared to lose her. And that's the thing. Fuck's sake. That last thing I want right now. I'm like, well, I think it's pretty obvious where you stand with her. If you literally stand next to her and then she moves away, then you know literally where you stand with her, which is she wants to be away from you. Okay.
When someone is running, you don't chase them. Okay. What are you, a dog? Like, is she a mailman? Stop.
Yeah.
If someone is ignoring you, don't fucking stalk them. You guys hooked up for 2 weeks on another boat. Okay. You are not married, sir.
Yeah, no, like, to sort of go back to the thing that you're talking about, like, but she's basically being, like, a female fuckboy or whatever. So, like, yeah, I think that, like, you know, she has been ghosting him, which is kind of obnoxious. But at a certain point, also, like, the pendulum swings, I believe. And, like, dude, she's ghosting you, and you gotta now start to, like, move forward, okay? How many times do you have to say, why won't you talk to me? Where do we stand? Can we talk? Before it's like, get the picture, dude. Move on.
Yeah, on one hand, she could just say, Dave, stop. Let's just be friends, you know? She can do that. But on the other hand, she doesn't have to have a full breakup with you when you're not even dating, you know?
And,
like, just stop.
And also, you guys had an arrangement, as I said last week. You guys had an arrangement. You weren't going to talk about this for the first week. And, like, the first night he got drunk, he started alluding to it. He broke it. Right. And she's pissed. Yeah. And that was the moment when she became pissed. And she was perfectly fine before then. And he fucked it up, honestly. And she's mad. And now it's like, why do I stand with you? You ruined it. It's done. What part of her literally not texting you back, like, indicates anything otherwise?
Yeah, this guy sucks.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
He texts her, can we talk? Ignores it. ... She ignores it. Then he texts, Tosh, bloop, Tosh, bloop, Tosh, bloop. I can't do this, bloop. What the fuck, dude? That's stalker shit right there. You know, she can get an injunction against you for that. Back
honestly,
off.
He's crazy. So now they're cleaning, and now they're getting changed to go out. Dave, in an effort to win over Natasha, he's put on his finest denim vest. It's like, way to go, Dave. And then, what did I say? Storm is faux defending Natalia. She looks beautiful. There's some stupid stuff in the hallway.
Flirting, and Natalia's like, "Yeah, something's definitely happening with Storm. You can't put off the inedible. I don't know words. Isn't that hilarious?
Inedible. So then they get in the vans. They get to the dinner, and Natalia starts ordering espresso martinis for everyone. But Dave is like, "No, I'll have a beer because I'm brooding." Into my beer.
Brooding into my brew. So Kyle's like, all right. If anyone here or anyone new here joining this boat thinks they can get between me, Tosh, Talia, the third me and second, it's absurd. This is absurd.
Yeah. And then Z is sitting right in between Natalia and Natasha. And then Storm is like, I'm jealous where Z is sitting. And Dave goes, I mean, I am. And then Natasha glares at him like, Dave. Natasha.
Are you okay?
What?
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 Never mind.
Love you. And so someone's like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I mean, it's just this whole thing. I can't go into detail, but it's stressing me up massively. And he talks over to Natasha. He's like, we need to talk about it. She's like, no. He's like, why do you feel like that? She goes, it's enough stress as it is already. And he's like, it's just going to keep going, isn't it? This is making me nuts the way it just goes on and on.
He's so tortured. So now they all start like, now it's party time, dancing, etc. And Jason tells us, I don't know what my flirting style is. I'm normally the introvert when it comes to initiating. I have like no problem talking, but after that, I'm like a fish out of water, or I'm like a big pussy, or I don't know, actually kind of just like an asshole who used to work in commodities. Yeah, I think that's actually what I am mainly. Yeah.
I know how you flirt. You've already done it with us 5 times on this season. You say, yeah, I used to be in finance. But like now I like travel the world and I have colored, you know, different colored toenails because like I'm an artist now. And that's how you flirt. Okay, we already know, sir.
yeah, I'm aloof. So then Dave is just like standing alone and he just goes, I'm not sure I can do this. I can try, but dot, dot, dot. I'm like, who are you talking to?
So then Storm is talking to Z and Z's wasted. And Storm's like, oh no, when I get my work done, I can do what I can do. That's all I can do. I can just do my best. And Z's like, it's not all about you. Stop the I. You know, you have to give others the opportunity to be there for you.
Yeah, we can help out. You don't have to be your own solo storm. We could be a super storm together. We could be a hurricane all together. We could be one big typhoon. I'm here to help.
So Z's like, yeah, I was so nervous last year. Now look at me. I'm more confident. And the producer's like, so are your nerves gone? He's like, getting there. Ooh. And then Storm and Z hug. And it's all cute.
Yeah, their bromance. Meanwhile, so Natasha's in line for the bathroom.
Yeah, so everyone's wasted dancing. And of course, Natalia's like up on the stripper pole. You know, yeah. She's like that girl who's like, oh my God, there's a pole on in. I'm the fun one. How do you say indubitable?
Indubitably, I'm the fun one. So then Natasha's in line for the bathroom. So Dave has her cornered and he's like, come, just chat. Chat to me for a second. Don't hate me.
I don't hate you, Dave.
But you do. That's why you're standing in this line of women who hate me.
Nah, I hate the poo-poo that's stuck in me. I've got to get rid of it, Dave. That's all this is.
What'd you say?
Nothing, Dave. I've got to go to the toilet, Dave.
You look so uncomfortable.
Because I've got a number two, Dave. I just told you that, Dave.
I'm number two to you?
Oh, Dave.
You literally can't be around me anymore. You literally can't.
She goes, no, it's not that, Dave.
I'm sorry to interrupt your dot dots. I feel like I deserve more.
Here you go, Dave. Dot dot. There's a couple more dots for you, Dave. Now they're going to look weird on autocorrect because two of the dots are going to be large and three of the dots are going to be tiny.
Are you saying that I'm like an interrupted ellipsis?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Is that a shot, Dave? We're not in a fucking relationship, Dave. I don't play games.
I don't want to play games either. That's why I threw my copy of Sorry over the edge of the boat. Don't need it anymore. No more games.
I fucking asked you about this. I asked you about it. I messaged you to keep it below wraps and you don't send my messages back.
Oh, we work 20 hours a day, Dave. When do you think I've got time to send messages?
You've got time to read them then, don't you?
Oh, I should never feel like I have to answer to anyone, Dave. What you saying these crazy things? Are you tired, Dave? Are you tired?
You don't have to answer anyone, but you also don't have to lead them on.
She's not leading you on. She's fucking ignoring you and sleeping in another room.
Yeah, that's like the exact opposite of leading on. Like, sure, you guys banged in the shower, okay? That was not leading on. That was you guys having some fun. But the fact that she hasn't talked to you afterwards is not a lead on. That's just you not picking up the signs.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm not leading you on. He's like, you are, though. And she walks off, probably never peeing. You know,
yeah, she's like,
I need the toilet.
So then Dave goes off alone. He's like vaping. And he goes, like... honestly, I'm like, okay, drama. So he's like, I do feel like I've potentially lost one of the best things I ever had. I'm like, a 4-week booty call? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So then everyone kind of sees this and they're like, what's up with them? And Natasha goes to get a car so she can leave early. And she tells us,
I don't want to share a relationship. I share in a cabin and living together. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, so she goes off. So then he starts texting her. Where are you? Where did you go? Where are you? See, previous text message. Where did you go?
Yeah, he texts her three times. Like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? So now she's back at the boat. And meanwhile, back at the club, you know, now Kyle's on the stripper pole, like trying to do a twerk, which is, you know, cringe. And then Tali is like, I'm going to kiss Storm, damn it. Oh, yeah, put his eyes under. Ah, you almost kissed Kyle. And then back to Dave. Dave is like, hello. Now he's in all caps. He's like, hello. Really not cool.
And Natasha's starting to, like, she's going to go sleep in the guest cabin because she does not want to share a room with him. And so now everyone is, like, everyone's now in their vans, and Dave is just, like, complaining. He's just, like, muttering into nothingness. He's like, just needs to be over now. And Kyle's like, what? No, I'm good, bro. I'm good, bro. I'm like, please, really, please stop doing your British romance movie out of context for these people. It's very confusing for them.
Yeah. So then Storm and Natalia are making out in the van on the way home. And then Dave is in a bad mood. So Kyle's like, Dave, I'm going to shove a queef in his face. So back on the boat, Natalia's asking where Tasha is. And the chef's like, I don't know. I'm over it. I've just been saving her rotten secret this whole time.
Bro. Chill out. So then he calls her and she of course doesn't answer. And then there's like, it's like, while that is like, while that's happening, it's always, it's being like, we're crossing back and forth between Dave like being a dramatic stalker and Natalia and like the other, everyone else is being silly. Like Natalia's like on Storm's back and Storm is like, babe, I'm on an apple. I'm on an apple, which I'm not sure. Was he on a laptop or was he actually sitting on an apple? I don't know what was going on there.
And then the chef goes outside the boat. He's, like, standing kind of on the dock, right? Like, he's standing far away. I don't know. It's weird. It's like he's being sneaky. And he's calling Tasha again and again. And then he texts and he says, if you don't talk to me, I'm telling everyone you brought this on yourself. And then in all caps, good luck. Fuck you, slut. Thanks. Wow.
Wow.
So, wow, you're even worse than I thought. And that's saying something because I already thought you were a piece of shit. So congrats.
I know, exactly. He's like the James Kennedy of chefs. So then Natasha basically texts Kyle and is like, can you come to the guest because I'm guest room because I'm freaking out. So he comes in, and this is actually like I think Kyle's best moment he's had so far. He's like, he really sort of like moves into supportive friend mode here, which I think is great. And he's like, what's going on? If the answer is, did you come out of the closet? Because that's what I did last year. Oh, this is a serious moment. Okay, never mind.
Well, me and Dave hooked up on my last boat. He's like, oh, I knew it! Oh, I knew it!
Same thing my mother said when I came out of the closet last year.
And now I'm getting these messages from him.
So she shows him the text messages and everything.
It says, good luck, fuck you, slut. To hook up with someone, you have to have a level of trust. And for him to send me messages, calling me every name under the sun, you wouldn't even treat your worst enemy like this.
I'm telling your rotten secret, you deserve this. And Kyle's like, you deserve this? Not cool. This shit is stopping right now. I'm going to march right up to another man to take care of it, because there's no way I'm going near that beast.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, Storm and Natalia are basically making out in a room. And so so then Kyle walks in and he's like, oh, gold. And so he basically, wait, I think I'm all mixed up in this because there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't think he walks in yet.
They're just making out. So now Natasha's still talking to him. She's saying he's a psycho. And Kyle's like, honestly, I'm not taken back because I see the type of guy Dave is. It's the second time this is arising. And then we see the clip of him being like, basically like an asshole with Jason. Like, oh, yeah, you think you're funny, don't you? You think you're so funny.
Right. And then Kyle's like, he's caused so much damage with his behavior. You can't take that back. Much like I can't go back into the closet, which I came out of last year. So now he goes up and he walks up on Storm and Natalia in bed.
And he's like, oh, can you guys not have sex? Dave is sending texts. He's saying, go fuck yourself, slut, all right? So Storm, I need you to get off one net and onto the other. all right? You tell him to go to bed and just stop this shit right now. Storm's like, oh, God, where is he? So he finds him, and the chef's at the outside bar, just like brooding, yeah, waiting for someone to come check on him. Such a drama queen, my God. So Storm's like, are you all right? And he's like, I'm feeling like shit, honestly. Like, she just can't get away with what she did. She can't get away with it like it's nothing.
Storm's like, what did she do? And he's like, I might have been hooking up with her for the last 2 months. The secret, the rotten secret that I promised to take to my grave. It is out. It is out. And let the destruction reign supreme. And Storm's like, oh, yeah, we kind of pieced that together.
Yep, you two have been boning, and Haley Joel sees dead people. All right, we've got it. We've got it, mate. So then Kyle is back with Natasha, and Kyle's like, why wouldn't you talk to me about this, Tosh? And she's like, I don't want to get someone fired over it. And then back to the chef. He's like, that's been the whole frustrating thing about this journey, because no one has understood what's going on. So you know what? Fuck her, mate. Yeah, facts, man. I don't deserve that. I've been nothing but good to her, so fuck her. How pathetic that I care. Fuck me and her lying. Yeah, dude, this is what she sensed. And this is why she got the fuck away from you. It's called instinct, okay?
Yeah. So Storm's pissed because, you know, he was finally getting some action with Natalia and it got ruined by this. So he's like, all right, let's get out of here. This is toxic. So then they like hug, and then Kyle basically spends the night like, well, Kyle is going to get in bed with Natasha. But first, oh yeah, he gets in bed with Natasha, and then Storm comes back to the room with Natalia. And Natalia is so funny. She is so excited. She's like, what's the gossip? What's happening? Tell me everything.
They've been boning, and Bruce Willis sees dead people. And she's like, what? Yeah, it's a big secret. He's in love with her, actually.
So then Dave, so everyone's basically settling in to sleep. Kyle and Natasha are sleeping in the guest room. Everyone else is going to bed. And we see Dave on his phone just scrolling through photos of him and Natasha. And then he goes to bed in her bed. And I was like, oh, we've seen a lot of possessive douchebags on this show, on reality TV in general. But seeing him like go to bed in her sheets was so creepy to me on like such a deep level. Like, this is the sort of guy I feel like who would send out like revenge porn. Like, he is like unhinged. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not good. I didn't even notice that he was in her
bed. He was. She sleeps on the top and he went to sleep on the bottom in her sheets.
Oh, good. So then the next day, Storm is gossiping to Z about it. And then Tasha and Kyle wake up and she's like worried that this day is going to be bloody hell now, right? So then the chef, of course, because that's what this kind of guy does. They wake up and they're like, what happened last night? I have no idea. Just another part of me comes out when I'm drinking. What? It's so crazy.
All I know is that I fucked up. Oh, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What I said to her, it's just unforgivable. And the fact that I don't remember it, or the fact that I was exhausted.
You're tired, Dave.
I was so tired. God, you don't talk to people like that. I'm like, too little, too late. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, that's like a pattern now that he does this shit. And the next day he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The apologizer, you know. Mm-hmm. So now he's moping in bed. And Tasha is worrying, like, I have to go in there and get my stuff, you know, because it's all in the bathroom. So
meanwhile, Natalia is like in her own world. She's like, you know what? Me and Storm, you know, I'm taking my relationship with him day by day. I don't know if it's just about small romance or it's blossoming into something else. Or maybe I'm the one who's getting attached. I'm like, girl, all you've done is kiss. You kissed once last night. Now you're like, I'm taking this relationship day by day.
Yeah. So Natasha goes to her cabin and Dave is there on the bed, just waiting for her to say something to him. And he's still in her bed, right?
Yeah, he's lying on her phone. Bed.
Yeah, looking at pictures or whatever. So she just walks right past him and goes to the bathroom, and he just goes, hi. And then in related news, Natalia still doesn't know how to close the door. So there's that. So then back to the chef. He's just staying on the bed waiting for her to come out now. So she passes by him again, and he's like, bye. Ugh. Get the fuck out of her bed. What are you doing?
No, go back into the kitchen, okay? So now it's time to clean. Clean, clean, clean. And Jason thinks that Storm is going to be better than Reagan. I'm like, yes, because Reagan's not a bosun. She's in witness protection. Okay. She's a librarian by trade. So then Natalia is talking to Natasha, and she's and Natalia's like, oh, I would have literally punched him in the face last night. That's what I would have done.
And well, now you understand why I don't like the drunken state. At the same time, obviously, I'm the one who's brought this on, haven't I?
And then Natalia doesn't really know how to respond, so she just gives like a string of cliches. She goes, well, it takes two to tango. Life happens. People do shit that they regret. But no matter what you gotta do, you gotta put it in the past. And it doesn't give someone the right to talk to someone the way he talked to you. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Don't cry over spilled milk, am I right?
Glass full, half empty, whatever. Just get on with it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Tasha goes, she's like apologizing for the disruption. She's upset. So they hug. And then Natalia goes to Kyle and she's like, I'll have the itchiest titty right now. And he's like, oh my God, that's the first signs of gonorrhea.
Meanwhile, Storm is like, it's Storm's first day as provisional bosun. So he's like, it's been a dream of mine to be a bosun. I'm a bit nervous. You know, listen, I'm very aware that there's loads for me to learn, but I've spent the past several years on expedition boats and sailing boats and catamarans. I mean, I drove my first catamaran when I was 3 years old because my mom didn't want to drive it. My life, it's full of torture.
So then Kyle and Natalia are still talking, and he's like, so, what's one thing about a partner if you moved in would send you over the edge about him? Mine would be when you do this thing like, and then you spit. I'll have a U-Haul ready for you if I hear that in the bathroom.
Now, does anyone want to hear about some of my tortured childhood or recent life? So the relationship I had prior to coming out was 12 years old. It was a 12 years relationship. I wasn't 12 years old. That'd be sick. So it was challenging for me because my whole life was a secret for him. And to have him leave me for a woman, a disgusting woman, it was tough. But also through that bullshit, I grew out of it. You know, because you can't grow veggies. When you lay down manure, you grow beautiful veggies. So I get through my backstory all right. I kind of stumbled through it a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
And Natalia's like, well, I can tell you mine. He's like, I wasn't really asking. It was more for my monologue, all right? It's like, well, I don't like skid marks on the toilet, and that's when I would enjoy being single. He's like, oh, that's a good one. They're like,
skid marks on the toilet. That's what I called the woman that my lover left me for.
Ew. So Kyle's like, I'm going to smack you on the asshole. So they're like giggling and stuff. And meanwhile, the chef is still looking at his phone and sighing. And now he's moving around, pacing around, biting his nails, wiping his nose and staring at his phone again. And then he goes to the cabin and just starts sobbing in the bathroom. Get a fucking hold of yourself. What are you, 40? Who acts
seriously,
like this?
Seriously. Okay. So then Kyle checks in on him because he can hear Dave sobbing because Dave is probably doing like performative sobs, like, like hoping someone comes by. So Kyle's like, Dave, are you okay? And Dave's like, I'm just having an anxiety attack. So he's like, okay. So then Kyle
he actually goes, oh God.
I didn't pick up on that. Oh, God. I'm the one who had my lover taken by a woman, and you're the one having the anxiety attack. I don't think so.
It's just so funny because it looks like Kyle's going to go in there to be all caring. But, of course, he's just there to, like, get the fish on the tattletale, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, God. And then he, like, starts, like, popping food and then goes to knock on Captain Sandy's cabin. And he's like, Captain, would you mind having a look at Dave? He's having a bit of an emotional time. This is why men should never be president. Am I right? Cool. What's happening? You could have a bit of a word with him. And she's like, well, hold on a second. I'm right in the middle of this Shadow and Bone series about teenagers with magic who are in love. Hold on, I'll be right there. Okay, let's do this.
Hey, Dave. Dave, are you okay? Hold on one sec. Hey, I'm just going to have this door wide open so we can get a nice clean shot of you for the cameras. Okay, Dave. You okay? I see you're crying on the bathroom floor. You didn't even bother just sitting on the toilet. Just going to sit actually in the pee stands. Okay, so you must be really going through something, huh?
My mind is literally out of control. You know what I always say? Keep breathing, okay? Sometimes I say it to fish right after I've caught them. It's kind of funny, actually. That's kind of sick. Okay, you know what? Let's concentrate on breath. That's going to calm you. You know what would help you? A nice tic-tac. Heal the breath. The rest follows. Am I right?
You know, I don't like chiclets. You know why? Because they look cute. But you know what? They lose their flavor very quickly. Okay, Dave. All right.
They're also baby chickens, which is like sort of a weird thing when you're trying to get fresh breath. You know,
it was weird. The first time I put a baby chicken in my mouth to freshen my breath, people looked at me crazy. And when that blood was coming down my chin, I was like, I don't know if this is helping. Anyway, Dave, is this getting the anxiety going away?
God, I had bad breath for a week. I was so nervous that whole time. So I know what you're feeling. Okay, now listen, Dave. There are things that make this worse. Lack of sleep, intense work environment. Hannah. Has Hannah been texting you? Because Hannah does heroin vape pills in her veins. Okay.
He's like, I literally can't stop thinking. I can't stop. I can't sleep. I can't switch it off. I can't stop thinking about her. I'm like, okay, so you are obsessive. That's what you're saying. So she's like,
yeah.
Hey, let's do something that stops the thinking. Okay, let's go for a walk. We can look at the water. Maybe look at old photos of Natasha. Oh, bad suggestion. Let's scratch that last one.
Oh, hey, I've got a good one. Do you have an extra SIM card? Because we could prank text Norma, dumb hooker. You know, you can pretend to be Obama. I'll pretend to be Michelle. And we'll just keep texting, why do you hate America? Over and over again until she starts crying. Come on, big guy.
Hey, Dave. Do you like Popeye? You want to go see the Popeye set? We could do that here in Malta. I mean, there's so many ways to get your mind off of Natasha.
You know, Popeye dated a girl named Olive Oil, which is probably all the action you're going to be getting in the near future, too. So
please don't take that as a recommendation to masturbate with the olive oil in the galley. OK, thanks.
Go for coconut oil. It smells. The both of them will bring flies to your penis, but it smells better.
But olive oil is a little bit more expensive. So let's just lay off that. OK,
for whatever you do, don't go for avocado oil. I mean, who needs that? You know, getting off should be free. Okay, so now that we're on this walk, what do you want to talk about? He's like, I'd like to stare at the water. So then Jason goes back to tell the gossip to the guys. And he's like, dude, you can't make this shit up. He's like on the floor crying in there, okay? He's got Sandy in there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
It's like, bro, if you'd worked in finance, you would know a thing or two about how to have a proper meltdown. Am I right, guys?
Well, back to the captain. She's like, so talk to me, Dave. And he's like, I'm ashamed of myself. I've sent some pretty shitty messages to Josh last night. She doesn't deserve that.
What'd you say to her? Was it like a funny gif that just didn't go over right? No, it wasn't.
Did you empty out her purse and take pictures of it and then text me those pictures and then I sent them back to you and then you forward them to her and then she got fired?
I actually did try to do that, but unfortunately my battery died at that point.
So what'd you say in those messages? I was mean to her. Well, why don't you change cabins? Okay, I think that might help. You good? I'll talk to her. Want me to leave you here? Well, that's where I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go find out what mean texts mean, Dave.
Hey, so Sandy, Natasha. Well, it's a lot of syllables for that, okay? Hey, so Natasha.
Sandy, please change your name, lady. Sandy, please change your name, lady, okay?
Somehow that's more syllables, but it feels like less.
They're actually describing something, though, so that
it tells a story, you know?
I do like that she automatically came down on Natasha's side on this. Like, before she got anything, she's like, you know, I'm not sure that I know what happened, but I have an obligation to make sure she feels safe, you know? And I'm glad that she led with that, because I didn't necessarily have faith that she would, to be honest. So I'm glad that she did.
Well, she didn't fall for Dave's sob story, right? She just wanted to make sure he would, like, she wanted to walk him off the ledge so that way he could still be productive and wouldn't be harmful, but she wasn't actually buying his sob story, so.
And my theory is she didn't buy it because he didn't give her hugs. Because, you know, if Sandy gets to hug you and pat you on the head, then she'll, like, turn you into captain in no time, you know? Yeah. But she needs to be able to hug you, Dave.
So Sandy says, now, Natasha, I don't know the whole story. I just know there were text messages, okay? And Natasha's like,
They were not very nice. I feel like I caused this mess to start with.
Now, I'm like, see, this is what the whole bullshit is. Because, like, you know what? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, doesn't matter whether or not you started the mess. He's crazy. Okay, so it doesn't matter who started it. Because he was being totally inappropriate. So it doesn't matter. I'll just say it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree. Times. I mean, you don't, like, if you're going to hook up with someone and want it to be a secret, if the argument is like, is that fair to him or whatever, that's a different argument. Because no matter what you do or did, it doesn't deserve that. You know, he's fucking, he's treating you, he's acting like a psycho. Nothing excuses that, you know. So, and it's not like they were together that long anyway. And he was a cheat and he knew it. Like, she was dating somebody else. He was like a cheat fuck, but that's okay. You know, imagine how that person felt, but that's fine with Dave. You know, he doesn't have a problem with that. But then when it comes to himself, he's like, oh, I'm just, no one deserves that kind of treatment.
Yeah. Sorry you had to keep a secret for like 10 days. And Kyle's sitting here with his relationship for 12 years. He had to keep onto wraps. And Dave is like, I can't do this for 7 days. Get out of here.
I think it freaked her out because it's not even that he told the secret. It's that he was being so possessive because the reason he did it was because he thought she was flirting with Jason. You know? Right. So I think that freaked her out to be like, oh, God. You know?
And she saw his true colors.
Right. Now I'm supposed to tell people I'm with him? I'm not with him. Fucking crazy. You know?
So she tells, anyway, she tells Sandy all this, and she basically asks, like, do you feel safe? And she says, she says she does feel safe, but then what's sort of, like, upsetting is that Natasha essentially says that she doesn't get into all of it with Sandy because she doesn't want someone to have to go home. Like, she just doesn't want, she basically doesn't want to cause a scene, and it's like, it sucks that she feels like she has to keep a smooth, like, environment prioritized above, like, her own personal safety or, like, her own feelings.
Well, the captain's like, listen, it's not your fault. People make their own decisions, right? Except Reagan. I made that one. God, that was fun. Do you have her number? We should get her back here again, and this time you can fire her. It feels amazing. It really does. And Natasha's like, listen, I don't want anything to happen to him. You know, there's some upsetting things he said to me, but, you know, I just hope that it's not so out of hand that one of us has to lose our jobs, you know? And she's like, well, I have to trust you and your judgment, you know, but someone needs to move out of that cabin. That has to happen today. I think what we learned here today was that these co-ed things aren't going to work, which is why we're going to make another co-ed situation happen very soon. Okay?
That's right. Okay. You know, we all have to be on this boat, and for some people, maybe they're running for something. For others, maybe they're looking for something. And for others, maybe they just like playing with an inflatable banana. I don't know. But I want them to know they have support. And at the same time, as a captain, I'm here to do a job. So, everyone, put toys out in the water, even though there's no one on this boat. Thank you.
I'm the captain. I'm not running for something. I'm not running to something. I'm not running around something. I'm Captain Sandy. I'm hugging something. Okay, get to work, you crazy kids.
So Storm is making his bosun schedule, and this is revolutionary. He's using a computer. I mean, here I thought everyone just scrawls it on a cocktail napkin like Reagan, but actually you could do it on a computer too.
Yeah, I hear spreadsheets and I say, is it already time to make the bed? So Natalia's like, I swear, if it's chick and I see her up all on my man, oh, killer. Now keep your dirty little eye and your mustache where I can see him at all times when she arrives. Got me?
So then Sandy, Dave, Sandy, or is it Sandy, Sandy, Dave? One of us come meet the other one of us in the bridge. Okay. So then... Dave is summoned up to Sandy, and Sandy's like, Natasha and I have had a conversation, okay? And this is not okay. This is an unacceptable on board, and I need to know that everybody's safe. So Dave, of course, is doing that whole, like, oh, why was out of line? There's no excuses for that. I'm so sorry.
Please give me another chance. Okay, but if you do it again, you're fired, okay? Can we get through the season? Can we reset? Do you think we can do that? He's like, definitely. So you're going to move cabins. That has to happen today. will you call Reagan and pretend to be a lady named Daisy Fuentes and tell her you have a job for her in MTV Music Video News? Will you do that?
Yeah, she caught on to the Michelle Obama thing pretty quickly, so I thought it would really catch her off guard with Daisy Fuentes, because who would ever prank someone saying they're Daisy Fuentes? Am I right, Dave? High five. High five.
So he's like, sorry. But the captain kind of made it sound like Natasha tattled on him, right? And like told her everything, which she didn't. She's like, okay, I've talked to Natasha. That is out of line. I was like, Natasha barely told you anything. What the hell?
I suspect there was something that did not make it to air. I feel like there was a larger conversation that was had.
All right. Or producers were like, listen, you can't just like, this was bad. Whether Natasha is saying it or not, this is not good.
Yep.
But something's weird there. So she says that each crew member has to draw their own line. And if Natasha says she felt threatened, then she would let him go. But this is where they stand now. So now Natasha and Kyle are in bed talking. And she's like,
I've been in controlling relationships. And that's what I saw last night. But he doesn't deserve to be made a bad person.
Well, it's not about whether he deserves to be made to be a bad person or not. He did bad shit in essentially what is ultimately still a work environment. So,
yeah. Kyle, and that stuff is all on text. So there's no way of retelling it that's going to make him seem worse. It's all right there, you know?
Yeah. And Kyle's basically like, listen, you got to tell him nothing's happening anymore. So finally, now as the episode ends, they finally have a conversation, which they also could have had a long time ago, too. And Natasha's like,
Dave, what you doing, Dave? Are you tired?
He's like,
I feel I've betrayed you. I feel like, I just fucked up. And she's like,
listen, everyone knows you're a good person. Like, it should never have got to this. And I'm sorry I made you feel like you had the hard stuff. It wasn't right. Do you feel like you can move on and continue to work with me professionally?
I have to say something I've been meaning to say for quite a while.
Dave. Not now.
I'm a little tired. I'm a little tired.
What? Huh? Did you say something, Dave?
No, nothing. I said
nothing.
Are you
tired?
Sometimes if you think you hear my voice and you think you hear me admitting that I'm a little tired, it's just the wind blowing through the window.
Hey, Kyle, could you close the windows? It's getting windy in here.
That's my wind voice.
So she does flat out tell him, you know, which is good. And she's just like, okay, no hard feelings, right? And he's just like moping around like, yes, there are, but you know, what are you going to do? You know, so she's like, I've never seen him act this way and I don't know this person. So hopefully we'll never do this again. Please don't.
please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. I don't care how nice his food is, because if he does it again, he needs to be gone and in therapy.
Yeah. Whatever with his lopsided cake. I don't buy that either, that his food's that great. But cars
were burned in my neighborhood.
Oh my god. Well, I guess we'll see who's coming next week.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for being here for a very dramatic and interesting episode of Below Deck Med. Remember, we got Winter's Crappening is back next week, so be sure to tune in for that, as well as all of our other recaps. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
Dana C., Dana Do,
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda.
Da Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the Queen Bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
Hail the Cork Master, the Master of the Cork. It's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No One Makes Us Feel Well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.